Hey, everybody. Faran Wozniak, host of the IASIS podcast. I'm here with Rob Blader, all right, lead instructor, chair, if you will, of FLEX, Forensic Linux Examinations, coming to you again on the IASIS podcast. Rob, last time we talked to you was for the Orlando event, and now your class is in Reno, Nevada, January 12th through the 16th. So, great to see you again. Goochland, Virginia. Rob Blader, everybody. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to see you. Thanks.
Great.
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you on. Walk us through this class, Forensic Linux Examinations. I know last time we talked in detail about it. It's on the West Coast in the town of Reno, Nevada. A popular TV show comes out of there on Comedy Central some years back. The smallest little town, or whatever they call it in the United States. So there's some tagline for that. It's on TV show. Anyway, Rob, tell us a little bit about the class, day one through the last day, please.
Sure. So we take you through an intro to Linux, how Linux works, what you need to know to both use it and examine it. So the first 4 hours on Monday are spent stepping through everything that you see when you do an ls-l, get a file listing, and it's the detailed file listing. So in that line of information, for you to really understand what you're being told, you really need to know about Linux file types, Linux permissions, users, groups, dates, times, how files are named, what characters can make up a file name, and all those, everything that Linux thinks you need to know about a file is being shown to you. And we're teaching you the background you need to, one, know what you're seeing, and two, know how to change it. And once you know that, you know how an attacker might have changed file attributes.
Okay.
So we step you through that and then go on to file systems, disk imaging. And that takes us into Tuesday morning, because we'll demonstrate doing deadbox imaging. We'll do imaging across a network, but it will be contained within the VMs. And oh, by the way, starting with the Vado event, the systems that you're going to be using are Linux laptops. So we'll put Debian Linux on your laptops. There'll be a VM for starting things within Windows, because we did get into Windows subsystem for Linux on Thursday. And that's a cool topic. But to facilitate that, we need a Windows environment. So the Windows environment is virtualized on a Linux host. And I think for some people, this might be the first time they're working from an actual Linux machine.
Okay.
When we taught this in Orlando, we did the opposite. We had Windows boxes with VMs that were Linux, but we had issues with file sharing between the host and the VMs. Some people were copying things into their VM until they ran out of space and then stopped working. So we decided the simpler you all get a Linux laptops to do Linux work.
Nice.
All right. So we talked about the disk imaging. We'll pretend we have a network using virtual machines or imaging from one system to the other. And after imaging, we'll move on to Linux artifacts. And that'll take a call with Tuesday afternoon. On Wednesday, we'll talk about how to do log analysis. And on one, how logging works on Linux, and give you some tools for doing log analysis. So by that, I'm talking about sorting, getting some rudimentary data analysis statistics, which is all done from the Linux command line. And these are techniques that if you need back home on your forensic machine, even if that's Windows-based, you've got Windows subsystem for Linux available to you. You can use those same command line arguments in that environment. So it carries over to several different contexts.
Oh, very nice.
So that takes us to Wednesday afternoon when we start talking about how to customize your shell, how to make things easier to use, which involves aliases and aliases and functions. We'll show you a way how by combining aliases and functions to set up a way to simulate the recycle bin that we all know and love in Windows. So from the Linux command line, if you delete a file, rather than it really going into oblivion, it'll get moved to a trash bin where you can recover it should you want to. And so it's kind of a fail-safe because it can be intimidating knowing you delete something in Windows, it's gone.
Yeah.
But in the shell customization, to help illustrate some of the concepts, we'll show you how to implement a recycle bin. So you get, one, something that's very functional and useful, and two, it'll help you learn a lot of Linux basics in going through that.
Awesome.
And cool thing is, invariably, there's typos, so you get to actually debug like you do, which just pretending everything's going to work when you get back home, of course it's not.
Right.
So right. You'll get some exposure to solving your own problems. So I think there's a lot of realism, a lot to take away from this. So that was shells. Oh, and then once you set up this, I call it safe RM, because RM is the Linux command for removing the file. This will set up that fallback. So you've got things getting written to this trash fuzzer. But that's kind of a prelude to how to write shell scripts. And that's the next module. And I think once we convey a couple of basic kind of the building blocks for a shell script, what I turn you loose doing is working on a script to the through log file, take IP addresses and do NS lookups to see in cities and country that they geolocate to.
Nice.
So we get into shell scripting. Then Thursday morning, we got Windows Subsystem for Linux. And that's half a morning. After that, we talk about breaking Linux encryption. It's called Lux, L-U-K-S. And that's a standard encryption. It could be used for just a file. It could be applied to a full volume or get full volume encryption. So if you stumble upon a file system that has been encrypted, this, we've got some insights into how that can be broken.
Okay.
And then after that, we have a couple capture the flag type scenarios. My co-instructors have set up a scenario where a hacker has hacked an enterprise and left behind some artifacts for you to find and solve actual problems. There's a second scenario, and that's the week.
The bonus scenario. Capture the flags are always fun. I enjoy them when I'm students. I've never put one together yet. I'm not the architect. I think I am in my mind, but they are fun to participate in. So that's a nice little that's a great way to learn, you know. So that's a good instruction tool for you. When you talked about you know, creating, I guess you could say, a recycle bin. So you create safety checks. So you could get to one point, you have a safety check, and then if you mess up after that safety check, you could just revert back to your point, almost like an old school Nintendo video game. Correct?
It's not quite a snapshot. It's that's where, like, Windows Explorer, you delete a file, it's not really gone. It's in the recycle bin and available for you to copy it back out. And we kind of build on the scenario. So the first time through, it's very simplistic. And if you think about it, it works. But if you delete the same file name twice, you'll have overwritten your recycle bin. So we add on, well, how do we safeguard against that? And then, oh, by the way, whereas spaces work real well in the Windows world, in Linux, spaces can be problematic as far as parsing this command line. So we add in, well, here's how you handle blanks in your filings.
Nice.
And so rather than just give you the cookie cutter recipe to do it, it's a learn by how to improve your safe RM project.
That's a great way to learn. Great way to learn. Who is this class geared towards? Is it for somebody who does not know anything about Linux, or is it for somebody who knows Linux? Who's your model student in this class? Your model attendee.
So we're really targeting the student that is the Linux neophyte, the ones that are intimidated by it or just haven't had enough need to really learn it. Personally, myself, the only reason I know Linux was because long before I stumbled into forensics, I was a Unix OSADIN. Linux wasn't even invented yet. So we're talking 1990 to 1999.
Yeah.
I ran a network that is, at the time I worked for the Navy supporting the Trident missile system. The network I administered was where folks developed the fire control system for this missile system. So it was a baptism by fire. It was, you need to help these people do their jobs. You need to learn this stuff. And it wasn't easy, but I came to learn it. And the basics of Linux from back then, they've carried me through doing Linux analysis. Shell scripting is stage shell scripting. A lot of things stay the same, but enough has changed to make it real interesting and stimulating and it's why I enjoy doing this. So even though it's targeted for the Linux newbie, there are some things that I talk about that I don't see talked about in other Linux trainings. Things like GVFS of metadata, the complexity of access times. These are not really covered, but access times especially, they're insanely confusing. And if you don't understand what you're looking at when you see an access time and what you might not be looking at, it can be very hard to explain away if you have to do that on the stand.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then the stand. I talk about that many times on my podcast. It's all about how to explain yourself on the stand, right? So you got to explain the work you did.
And it differs from the Windows world because when the file system gets mounted, there are mount options that will affect how access time is tracked. And it could be ignore access time entirely or track it so every single access time that's changed, even if it's only changed in RAM and not yet written out to disk, all that will be written.
Yep. Imagine that. Imagine going to trial on a Linux case, and then a defense brings up, or whatever, the other side brings up a Linux expert. Like that, that would, the jury, when I testify just on, regular Windows machines or mobile forensics, they're glassed over. Oh my goodness. I can't make that sexy. I don't know how the heck you overwin a jury with sexiness in Linux. I'll tell you that right now. That's got to be some mastery. That's going to be some Shakespeare language right there to get that jury to listen to you to bring it down to layman's English. So that's something that should be a class. That should be a spinoff class after we get done with Flex.
And it's got to start with you understanding why it's such a complex topic.
Absolutely, of course. But it's also about bringing it back down to the jury too. At least from my experience. Also, Rob, I gotta bring it up. You mentioned missile systems. You should lead with missile systems. All right. So that's going to bring people to you. You hear, oh, no, I dealt with missile systems. That's a headliner for a class. I'm a red-blooded American. I watched Top Gun, Die Hard, Red Dawn. people love missile systems. So that's something you're a humble man. I understand that. I fully understand that. But I don't have to be humble for you. So yeah, when you talk missile systems, that's a good advertising campaign for this class and for yourself. But I understand it. You're humble. It's part of your job. You know, all this goes a part of your life. So, but I just had to reiterate missile systems.
Missile systems aren't something most people are going to get to touch and deal with.
No.
But
yeah, right.
You do find Linux on routers, on firewalls, load balancers, all these devices that are constantly hacker targets. My time at CISA, this Critical Infrastructure Security Agency, I was kept awfully busy doing analysis of these types of devices that were Linux-based.
No, I agree. But at least in everybody's head, they're going to think missile systems. And that's motivation right there for the common American, at least the way I see it. So, Rob, anything else to talk about with this class before I got to mention Goochland, Virginia. I did it last time. I just got to say a couple things about it. But you have anything else for the class before we sign off here?
As I step through it, you've heard that we cover a lot of ground in a short period of time. It's an awesome exposure to Linux. If nothing else, you get to meet four really, really smart Linux people that you can reach out to anytime. We're happy to help you even long after the class is done. Well,
and you know, that's the important thing. I say this every time. You take a class, you go to a conference, you go to training, you get the training, right? You get the instruction, you get all the accoutrement, if you will, of everything. But it's the networking that really sustains you throughout the years post class, right? Because you could email anybody. Nobody's going to not respond to your email. It's the networking that continues on for the rest of your career, as far as you see it. And that's the most invaluable aspect of IASIS training, or any training for that matter, is the networking involved. And that's a great point. I'm glad you made it, so I don't have to make it. But that, yes, great point.
It's a brotherhood, for real.
Yeah, awesome. Rob Lader, Goochland, Virginia. I know, I got to say, Goochland, you know, did they get their minor league baseball team yet? I know last time I mentioned they needed a minor league baseball team just based on the town's name. I didn't see anything on the Google today, but...
We're close enough to Richmond, we claim theirs.
Yeah, there you go. And then you still do, Rob, I know as a hobby, you do, is it it's not woodworking. You have a very specific hobby, correct?
It's wood turning.
Yes. Wood turning. Thank you. Awesome. Last time I promised you hot sauce, and for the crowds who watch us, no, I did not give Rob hot sauce, but I do have an overabundance of crops this year, my peppers that I grew. So yes, Rob, you will be getting hot sauce this winter. As soon as the temperatures cool down a little bit and I could raise all the windows in my house, yeah, you'll be getting the hot sauce of your liking, my friend.
These are my thin blue lime paintings. You seeing those?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. Yes. Absolutely. Very good. All right, Rob. Anything else before we sign off for the evening?
I think I've bored you all enough.
No, you didn't bore anybody. Kidding me? Missile systems. All right. Rob Lader, everybody. Goochland, Virginia. We're talking Reno. It's the January 12th through the 16th, correct?
Yes, those are the class dates.
Those are the dates. It's Flex. Forensic Linux Examinations. Rob Lader, everybody. Thank you. Rob, great to see you again. We'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you.
Look forward to it, Farron. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, take care.